Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's difficult to hear, but I hope some of you can hear me. I am probably as surprised as any of you that until today, there has not been in this country a memorial to all those soldiers killed at the Battle of Waterloo in 1815. And it is so fitting that this memorial should be here at Waterloo Station. As has already been said, the station was named after the bridge. The bridge was opened on Waterloo Day, 18th of June, 1817, and the first Duke of Wellington came back from Paris, where he was commanding an army of occupation. But he came back to London for the opening of the bridge, and he, with Lord Uxbridge, who lost a leg at Waterloo, he and Lord Uxbridge walked over the bridge behind the Prince Regent and the Commander-in-Chief of the Army, the Duke of York. So that is a very strong connection between this construction, the bridge, and the First Duke. And I think it's very probable that the Duke did come to this station at some point before he died in 1852. The Battle of Waterloo was, as we know, one of the bloodiest in history. Probably more men, proportionately, were killed in one day at Waterloo than in any other battle in recent centuries. Many died on the day, but many died in the following days from their wounds. Next week, a memorial is to be unveiled for the first time again to the British soldiers at Waterloo, and this memorial will be in the grounds of Hougoumont, the crucial place in the whole battle. I can't resist, 200 years after the battle, to quote the poignant phrase that the First Duke used in a letter a few days after the battle, and which is incorporated into this memorial that I'm about to unveil. "My heart is broken by the terrible loss I have sustained in my old friends and companions and my poor soldiers. Believe me, nothing except a battle lost can be half so melancholy as a battle won. I am therefore deeply honored to unveil this long overdue memorial to all the Allied soldiers who fought and died at Waterloo 200 years ago.